35 years ago today, there was a huge protest in Washington, D.C. against the Vietnam War. And a barber in Iowa, whose trade was eroded by an increasingly hirsute America, took to shaving women's legs. You would have heard both those stories 35 years ago on this day. And you would have heard this synthesized theme music, too, which in 1971 was still considered very cool in some circles. You would have heard it all on a brand new radio program that made its debut on May 3rd, 1971. It was conceived and named by a fellow called Bill Siemering, hosted by Robert Conley, and directed that day by a young woman named Linda Wertheimer. One of the tape editors was Susan Stamberg. The show was called All Things Considered. And today it has reached 35, an age which must be a mark of maturity, since the U.S. Constitution says you can be president at 35. 35 is older than half the people who work on this program. Much has changed about All Things Considered over 35 years, but a lot hasn't. We would still count a day when we report on a big protest and an enterprising barber as a good day. Our bosses toasted us this morning, and Bill Siemering sent his flowers. So, to all the people who have braved demonstrations, interviewed barbers, and done everything in between, thanks for making All Things Considered what it has been over all these 35 years. And thanks to all of you for listening.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.